KQED.
Portia Halbert is hiking through a quiet redwood forest when she spots a blue egg with black spots on the ground. She picks it up.
It was knocked off the tree, likely by a bird.
Halbert is an environmental scientist with California State Parks, and normally, finding a blue egg on the ground would not be a good thing. Blue eggs are laid by marbled murrelets, an endangered bird that nests here in Butuno State Park, about an hour south of San Francisco. But this egg is a fake, a trick egg that Halbert made.
They're just chicken eggs. They're a small-sized chicken egg. We paint them to look like marbled murrelet eggs.
The real trick is inside the egg, and it's a rude surprise.
And we inject about 0.24 cc's of the chemical carbachol. Makes you feel ill or want to throw up.
Anything that eats this decoy egg will lose its lunch, and that's the point. Marbled murrelets only lay one egg a year, and those eggs are a favorite snack for another bird, Steller's jays. Once they toss their cookies eating a decoy egg,
they will never want to eat it again.
Helping marbled murrelets isn't easy. They're small and secretive, and spend most of their time out at sea, diving for fish. Scientists didn't know they nested in redwood trees until 1974. You only see them in the forest as they fly in around dawn. That's when Halbert heads out to count them.
5, 6 multiple overlapping calls.
Murrelet populations have plummeted in recent years. For one, there's little habitat left for them because most of California's old-growth redwood forests have been logged. At the same time, their predators, Steller's jays, have boomed in the park, thanks to all the crumbs left behind at picnic areas.
You've got people on the edge of the park with backyard bird feeders. And then you also have increased availability of food from park visitors.
Halbert says they're working to control trash from visitors. The decoy eggs are also looking promising. In a controlled study at Humboldt State University, the jays seem to learn.
75% of the birds that had been exposed to the eggs refused to eat them again. That's a real success story.
Halbert's team is putting out 1,400 fake eggs this spring and summer in 3 parks. It's the 3rd year of the project. But the danger of outwitting a jay is that the bird can outwit you back.
All right, buddy. Ravens, crows, jays, they're really, really smart.
At a nearby campsite, researchers Elena West and Harrison Jones of the University of Wisconsin-Madison are holding a blue and black Steller's jay. They've caught and studied hundreds of jays in the area, but luring them into a net isn't easy.
They know our tricks. We've glued Cheetos to plates. We've glued peanuts to plates. We've sort of had to devise unique ways of catching these guys over the years.
Being the Einsteins of the bird world is a double-edged sword, says West. Sure, the jays are fast learners. They may actually remember that murrelet eggs taste bad. But real murrelet nests are hundreds of feet up a redwood tree, higher than the decoy eggs are being placed. So jays might figure out they only need to avoid the eggs down low.
Take a look at the wings to see. Maybe.
To really help murrelets, the behavior change may have to come from people who feed the jays.
So we're going to take a blood sample.
The blood samples West has taken show the jays eat a lot of human food, especially during the summer camping season. Researcher Harrison Jones says the birds actually stake out territories near the busiest campsites.
They'll come down and do a little song and dance for campers when they arrive at the campgrounds to try and get them to feed them.
Most visitors to the park would be very upset to know that their trash was pushing these birds, these amazing seabirds, closer to extinction.
Shea Wolf is with the Center for Biological Diversity, a nonprofit advocacy group. Last year, the center sued California State Parks, saying the agency wasn't doing enough to protect marbled murrelets in several parks.
The camping in those parks is concentrated in the heart of the best nesting habitat for murrelets. And this is a highly endangered population.
Wolf's group wanted to see the campgrounds closed down and moved out of the redwoods. For now, the lawsuit settlement sets up a new trash program, including new sealed trash cans and public education.
The big question is whether 2,000 campers in Big Basin State Park on a busy weekend, located in the best nesting murrelet habitat, if that is workable. And we'll find that out over the next 5 to 10 years.
California State Parks is hoping that trash control, along with the stomach-turning decoy eggs, will be enough to do the job. I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.